Slowly but surely, the number of police women around the world is increasing, and more of them are in senior jobs. In Australia and New Zealand, about 27% of police are women. But there's still a long way to go in countries such as Pakistan, where the number of women officers has only just passed the 1% mark. Police women from around the Asia-Pacific region are discussing their experiences and expectations at a conference underway in South Australia. Brendan Trembath reports from Adelaide.
In Pakistan's male-dominated police hierarchy, Helena Said stands out not only because of her gender, but her rank.
I'm just a grade away from becoming chief of police in Pakistan, and I currently head the gender crime center at the federal level.
She says being the deputy inspector general of Pakistan's National Police Bureau is a tough job, but she's up to it.
I'm not afraid of sitting in a room full of 100 men. Probably don't even consider them as such. I have no problems with that.
Overall, when you look at female representation in the police force in Pakistan, what is it at the moment?
We've just struck the 1% mark.
I understand in Pakistan you have some female-only police stations. How do those work?
You see, our social fabric is such, we have 20 police stations in Pakistan, and because women from the rural areas, but even from the urban area, they don't feel comfortable in an all-male setup. So they would prefer to go to a female police station. They would feel more comfortable there. And so I think, I personally feel that because we are almost half of the population, women constitute half of the population, so we probably can't do without the women police stations.
Germany's Foreign Office has been funding a program to increase the numbers of police women in Pakistan. Dr. Hola Iram, an advisor, says they're making progress.
When we started this project in 2009, it was only 0.86%. I don't claim that we managed to increase it up to 1%, but we did a lot of hard work. We had to talk to all the police chiefs to increase their quota, and we have succeeded in increasing their quota, and we are waiting for the new recruitments to take place.
How are these police chiefs convinced to have more women?
We still face a lot of resistance. It's still very difficult, but they do need women.
In Australia and New Zealand, that aim is well advanced. Assistant Commissioner Carleen York is the president of the Australasian Council of Women and Policing.
Across Australia and New Zealand, we're sitting at about 27%. So we did some comparisons this morning. 15 years ago, we were about 15%. So we've come a long way in those 15 years and still a long way to go.
When Carleen York joined the New South Wales Police in the 1980s, women accounted for about 10% of the force.
There was six girls out of 110 males in my class. Very different, very limited career opportunities and what you could do, and no maternity leave, and it wasn't long before I started that if you got married you had to leave, and then once you had children you had to leave. So things have changed immensely over those 20 or 30 years.
Assistant Commissioner York's first role was policing in Sydney's gritty King's Cross, Darlinghurst area. She later worked as a police prosecutor and headed the Forensic Services Group and the state's Northern Police Region. Now she's in charge of human resources. Assistant Commissioner York is telling police women from elsewhere in the region that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Brendan Trembath.